Welcome to Pivot Shift Ahead. It's our daily mastermind. It's two masterminds in one. The front half, we do something usually that you've brought up inside of Pivot Shift Ahead. The second half, we do whatever's on my mind. But it's Friday, and every Friday we play America's favorite game show. It's called Next Question, and here's how it works. I say next question, and you get to ask some sort of business-related, growth-minded, something developing you as a human or business owner person question. And then we take the top three answers off of the board. Now, what's really important is that you all pay attention. See, it's been zero consecutive Fridays since we played this game correctly. So I know that you can follow along and get it right today. Question, three answers. I don't answer the questions. We go to another question. It's that simple. Then at the top of the hour, we mix it up. So let's play. Next question, Erin Nelson. Good morning.
Good morning. So I had a ton of people reach out to me yesterday, and it made me think of a question I wanted to ask today. What is the number one thing that people have been doing lately that is minimal or no cost for lead generation that has actually been bringing you business?
Low cost lead gen strategies that are bringing you business. That's what Erin Nelson wants to know because Erin Nelson shared yesterday on the call and it was awesome. And if you missed it, you can watch it in the featured section of the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group for 30 days or on my YouTube channel. Just search James D. Shaw on YouTube. Ira, what's your answer?
Doing open houses.
It's very succinct and to the point, very Ian-like. We have several Wednesday webinars on that, Erin. Jasmine, good morning.
Morning. Social media, all of the platforms,
What
LinkedIn,
about
TikTok, Instagram, posting and posting in a way that converts leads, link in bio to my KW site. And post the properties that are on my featured properties as video walkthroughs, and it's been converting.
I love that. Louise Weiss.
DTD2, baby.
Follow the DTD2 schedule, talk to your people. There you go, three answers. I don't answer the questions, but if I did, I'd say I don't care. Figure out whatever is working for you and double down on it. It's that simple. Who's got the next question? There's no next question. Let's go. We got to keep this moving. William, good morning. Next question.
Hi, I just my question is that as I know, as you guys know, I'm still recovering, and what I started from the my momentum's my next steps here is I doing equity analysis, given my physical limitations, so I can't really walk and jump or go up and down stairs. What would be my next step, the next activity I should add to my process?
What is William's next activity? He's been doing the equity analyses. What would his next activity be? And we're going to say no jumping, by the way, William. No jumping as you get better. But Kelly, what's your answer? Good morning.
Good morning, William. Your next action is to actually call them and talk to them about it and say, hey, what'd you think about that? What can I do to help you? Do you know anybody else who might want an equity analysis? Let's have a Zoom appointment.
Ashley?
Oh, sorry, my hand was raised for a question. I had to answer, sorry.
Well, we're back. We are back. Ashley, we still love you. You'll get the next one because I'm your friend. But we are back to zero consecutive Fridays, ladies and gentlemen. Zero consecutive Fridays. We will reset and start again next week. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum. Thank you, Byron. Erin Nelson, what's your answer?
I was going to say, if you want to expand on your equity analysis reports, I have started doing it as a DTD2 and quarterly, sending them a text message that says, hey, it's time for Q3 equity analysis. Would you like me to email it to you? I just ran yours, and it went up or whatever. Would you like me to email it to you, mail you a copy, or shoot you a text message?
Love that. Daniel Tamarkin, good morning.
William, because of everything that's been going on in your world, and I know you've had a lot of people reach out to you, just making gratitude calls to people to say thank you will open the door to some great conversations and people will want to pour into you. Just make some good gratitude calls.
Great answers, William. We're glad you're here and you're getting better. Keep it up. We're proud of you. Next question, Ashley.
Thank you. My question is, what do you do after you send out your golden letters and you haven't heard anything back in like 7 days?
Golden Letters. We've done so much stuff on Golden Letters, by the way. What's the goldenletter.com is where you can watch the two videos we've done on the Golden Letter. Inspire members inside the portal. We have a whole special class for you on Golden Letters that has letter templates and stuff like that. So good stuff. But here, Ashley has sent them out and is trying to figure out what happens next. Dean Moss, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for letting me share today. Nothing exists in a vacuum. You don't just send a letter out and forget it and wait. You have to keep fishing. So what you need to do is follow up. You might want to follow up with a postcard. I follow up with a phone call. Not saying, "Hey, did you get my letter?" And the answer is, "No, I didn't." And then that kind of stops the conversation. But just checking in, seeing what's going on. Mix your media messages, your golden letter, possibly a postcard, possibly a text. Possibly a phone call. Mix them up. Thanks for letting me share.
Tim Johnson, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you have to mix it up. You have to stay consistent. When I do my letters, I send out either a text, a video text, an email, or I look them up on Facebook and send them a DM on Facebook. I've done that pretty consistently for a couple years after my letters, and it works. People come around at some point.
Tim is the he's the he's like the letter guy. Like he knows the letters. Tim Johnson, by the way, picking the music next week, and I'm intrigued, Tim. I've seen the list,
It's a
and
mixed bag.
it totally is. And I'm sad that I'm gonna miss most of it. Nadine and I have a site visit to London to prepare for Elevate, so I'm gonna miss most of this
Oh,
beautiful mess.
I'm sure you'll hear about
I'm sure I will too. Looking forward to it, Tim. Thanks for supporting KW Cares next week. Maria Sims, good morning.
Good morning. Tim is the letter goat, so I would totally follow his play. But also, I would say door knock around the golden letters, if you know. And then also, one of the things that's really been beneficial is I took N's idea of the community like event newsletter, and so it's not about just sending one letter, but it's about you know the layered pieces of marketing and door knocking that you do consistently to that same group of people.
Time on task over time. Maria Sims, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Great question. Here we go. Telly, next question. Good morning.
Good morning, James. Happy Friday, everyone. So my question is this. I'm getting a few spam calls. I'm also getting some spam emails. And there are people that say, "Oh, I'm trying to sell," but they're actually not selling their property. They're trying to sell something they don't own. Or there are people that are, you know, just garbage that are trying to say, "Oh, you know, make money crypto, et cetera, yada, yada, yada." My question is this. It's effort to unfortunately try to find out how quickly if they are actually real or not. My question is this: what are people's systems to efficiently filter these possible total, you know, bottom of the barrel, et cetera, but could end up being something if actually true, so to speak?
It's a good question. Victoria, what's your answer?
Exact thing happen. Ask for ID. Also, if it's a property, you can look up the actual owner and just put them in truepeoplesearch.com and get their phone number. I've gotten a client that way. And just keep asking questions that are real and it follow your gut too, because you'll have like a instinct that it's fake.
Trust your intuition. Orly, good
Yeah.
morning.
I may not have understood the question, but I thought it was about spam calls. And I just quickly put, just, can I call you back? And usually, if it's a spam call, you don't get any response back. And if it's somebody legitimate, they say, yes, of course.
Next question. William, you've already asked one. Soraya, you're next. Good morning.
Good morning, James. First time here. This is really cool.
Is this your first time on the call?
No, it's my first time talking on the call.
Oh my goodness gracious sakes alive. Where do you live?
I live in Houston, Katy, Texas.
That's so exciting. How long have you been on the call?
I was in the first group. I was there for months, and then I was just got distracted, and yeah, I can do this. And I just came back, like I will say, like a month ago.
Oh, we're so glad you're back. And here it is, 5 years later, you got something to say. What's your question?
You're still here. I love that. My question is how to make the transition. I'm part of a team. I've been in a team for almost 3 years, and now I want to make the transition into agent solo again. But obviously, I'm freaking out. I don't want to lose the momentum that I have, and how to make that transition without, stopping cold turkey.
Okay, so you are going to transition from the team to solo. Did I hear that right?
Correct.
And you want to
Correct.
know how you keep that momentum going.
Correct.
Oh, we have people that can answer this on the call. Vicky DeLuca, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for allowing me to answer this. Soraya, I was on a team for probably the first 3.5 years of my real estate career, and it was scary. But I transitioned, and how I transitioned is I stayed in consistency, being on the early birds and this call every single day. And then I got systematic and I had my calendar and I put everything in my calendar. And I knew that I had to make sure that I stayed on course. And then I just leaned into everything that I had gotten business from. And I did that. And I continued to do that. And that's for me, door knocking, open houses, and just having conversations and getting in front of people. Do not be afraid that you can't do this on your own. Get a transaction coordinator, help you to get that leverage, but show up at your office every day, show up to the team meetings every day, and make sure that you have people working at an elite level that you are following, that you can ask questions and lean into, and you have got this.
Oh,
Well, there
thank
you
you.
go, Vicky. Vicky's your biggest fan right there. But Jan has an answer too. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. Hey, I did this a number of years ago, and somebody said to me, sit down with your team leader and look at the numbers. And that's what I did. And as soon as I saw the numbers, I'm like, holy cow, I got to become a solo agent as soon as possible. And I made the switch and just like do it. Dive into the deep end. You're fine. You've got this. It's going to be amazing.
You'll do great. Masha,
Amazing.
last answer. Good morning.
Thank you. Well, I'm a solo agent and I have a virtual assistant that manages my transactions. And I also have a virtual assistant that is currently working on my marketing. So I would suggest making sure you have good leverage and also sit down or join the Sunday call for the 411. Get real clear on what you're supposed to be doing every week. And really dive into that 20% of your activities and let your leveraged people do the other work.
Excellent.
Good
Thank you.
stuff. Great answers this morning. Great question as well. Best of luck to you. We're glad you're here. Next question, Leonore, good morning.
Morning. My question is, can anyone share their experience of having a listing menu where you're charging different amounts for different?
All right, this is good. We can talk about it. Now, of course, you're not going to talk about what you charge. We're not going to hear about fees, the specific fees that you charge, but you can talk about how you've set up your menu of services. That's totally fine. We can do that. Irene, good morning.
Good morning from Toronto. Yes, not talking about the actual numbers, but we do have a tiered system that we've put in writing. And we started using it and then became very careful with it because we do so much for our regular service. It is so much more than the majority of agents that we needed to be very careful in providing options that are lower, which we do. But what I've ended up doing is not presenting that at the very beginning of a meeting. But if somebody does have a fee objection, I will pull that out and then say, okay, well, these are now the tiers. If you don't want this, this is where we can go. If you want this, this is where we need to go. So we've tweaked it so that I can use it as a tool as opposed to pigeonholing my team into taking less and providing the same level of service. So I'm happy to offline share that chart with anybody.
Yeah, just make sure you take any the actual amounts out of anything you're going to share. That would be great. Darlene, good morning.
Good morning. We actually did this a while ago where we had, however, like three different tiers. And we always wanted to get to that middle tier. But I think people really like choices. And at the end of the day, if they had the choice, of three things, I'm getting the business, because whatever they choose, they're still choosing me. So I really like the fact that I was able to give three different. Now, when I would net it out for them, I always chose the tier that I really wanted them to go with, that gave them everything without the, like, I don't want to say silly, but those extra things that I didn't want to do anyway, you know? So I chose to, let me just worst case this for you and run a net sheet. Let's just pick the middle right here, and we'll go ahead and get you to a bottom line, and we'll see if that's comfortable. And then when we get to that bottom line and they're shaking their head like, yeah, that works, we never even get back up to talking about the brokerage fee. We don't even go back to it. But people like to have a choice. Ultimately, they're choosing you.
Great answer. Gwen?
Hi, thank you very much. I actually got this idea from this group and I started implementing it and having the three options in there. And I have found that, and I even tweaked it at some point, I found that they tend to go for the middle option. So that's the ideal amount that I put in there for them, is in the middle option. And it has really surprised me how having those options has taken away a lot of the objections, and it gets me what I'm looking for and what they're looking for. It really helps answer all their questions.
Starbucks has four sizes, basically, right? They've got tall, they have, what's the small one? No, they have short, tall, grande, and venti, four basic sizes. Now, which one is the top selling? Short, tall, grande, venti. Which one's the top selling?
Grande.
Grande. Yeah.
Grande.
So they have, but listen, they have how many options?
Four.
Yeah. So if you're going to do a menu, then you might have four. That would be my guess, not three, but you might have four. And please don't put email addresses in the chat, y'all. Please do not put email addresses in the chat. We always, anything that's going to get shared will get shared in the Pivot Shift Ahead Facebook group. You can find it in the files section. So anyway, if you're going to do a menu, menu's totally great. You have to decide on your own what the fees are and what goes in each fee. That's up to you, but I think consumers like choice. And then now it's not getting beat up on your fee per se, but instead they get to pick the services that they want to receive from you based on the fee. So there you go. Great answers. Yeah, four. That's what Starbucks actually has more than four sizes, like it, because the cold and hots are different and so on and so forth. They have four basic sizes. That would be my recommendation. Melissa Martin, next question.
I don't have a question. I was going to answer that question. So sorry.
Well, that's fine. It's already been zero consecutive Fridays, so it's all good.
I'm sorry.
That's all good. Myra, last question.
You're going to give me two. I was just wanted to add that I also do the tiers on the buyer side, too. So I do both.
Oh, you do it on buyer side, too. All right, still zero consecutive Fridays. Aziz, last question.
If French fries aren't from France, where are they from?
If French fries are not from France, where are they from, Mary Ellen? Good morning.
Oh, my God, they're from Belgium. Are you kidding me? Belgium?
No. She says Belgium. I have a feeling that's not the answer Aziz is looking for.
No, that is not the answer.
I mean, I understand it may be factually the correct answer, but I don't think that is the answer that Aziz is looking for. Tyler, do you have an answer?
Yeah, French fries come out of the fryer.
No.
Jim, does Jim have an answer? I just want to know. Does Jim have an answer for this question? He does not. Matt Cannon, you get the final guess.
Potatoes.
Oh, God.
Aziz, what's the correct one?
They're from Greece.
It's Greece.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Someone got it.
Thank you.
Someone got it. That was a mixed bag of next question. It was a mixed bag of next question. Hey, everybody, what's up? It is 7:59. It's your friend James Shaw. Thank you so much. Thank you for choosing to wake up and be here inside of Pivot Shift Ahead this morning. We're doing our mastermind call that we do every single day. Two parts, right? The first half of the day is, you know, something from the Facebook group. On Fridays, we play next question, and we played it somewhat well today. And then we always do the second half of the call, whatever's on my mind. So if you're watching on Facebook or listening to the recording, you're always invited to join us on Zoom. You can go to jamesdshaw.com, jamesdshaw.com, click join our free daily call, and it'll take you straight to the Zoom link. The only thing is you got to make sure you use the same email address that you use for your Zoom account, or it'll say you can't get on. So you got to make sure your email address matches. I'm glad you're here. We're going to have a great call today. A little bit different than what we usually do. Today, I want your help with something, because today I'm going to meet with team leaders from all over the country to talk about how they can support their ALC in a shifting market. Now, an ALC, that's a Keller Williams term. So if you're not with Keller Williams, let me explain to you what an ALC is. ALC stands for the Associate Leadership Council. Think of it like a board of directors that's inside of your office. We call it a market center. And that ALC is responsible for being involved in any decision that is going to impact an agent. That's really the purpose. They don't have the final call. They don't get to hire and fire. They don't get to make up policy or spend money, but they do get to be involved in the decisions that impact the agents. That's the purpose. Now, to serve on the ALC, you've got to be in the top 20% in production. This is an agent who's in production. You got to be a capper, and then some market centers may add other requirements or responsibilities to it. And here's what I found. For a team leader of a market center, you might have 200, 300, 400 agents. It's really hard for the team leader of the market center to be in a tight relationship with every agent in the office and make sure all of them are reaching their goals. That's practically impossible. But they can be in relationship and tightly connected to their associate leadership council and making sure that the ALC is reaching their goals. But I don't know if they're all doing that. And so I want to help them do it. And so today you're going to share with me, whether you're on the ALC or not, if you're on it or if you were on it, what would you expect from your market center leadership team or your team leader in a market like this? How would you want them to support you? What would be of value in those ALC meetings? And we'll share this back with your team leaders. So that's what we're gonna do today. But before we do that, something good, Tennille, good morning.
Good morning, happy Friday, everyone. I am gonna be my daughter's 12 and under girls coach. This season, I'm so excited. We have a coaches meeting on Saturday. I was a soccer player growing up, from 5 to college and a little after. And so I'm just pumped about coaching my daughter and the rest of the girls.
You played soccer in college, Danielle?
My freshman year until I blew out my knee. Berry College.
Listen, listen, listen. Anyone who plays sports in college is an elite human being.
Oh, thank you.
And this is why Tennille's bathroom is nicer than your dining room, because she is just above and beyond, a little step ahead. Thank you, Tennille. Have fun with that. Allie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, James. Thank you for letting me share. My something great is thanks to you and this community, I was able to close 2 Inspire referrals this week.
That is great. Listen, when you get referrals from Inspire, it pays for Inspire forever.
Yes, it
and,
does.
And the referrals that happen inside of that group are great. Allie, I'm so proud of you. Well done.
Thank you, sir. Have
Christy
a great day.
McCall, good morning.
Hi there. My something good is that I had a wonderful birthday this week. Thanks to so many people in this community. You guys know how to love on us. And the cards, the texts, the posts, they keep coming. So thank you so much for making my birthday fantastic.
They know how to do birthdays up in here. That is the truth about that. Have you caught up to Bree?
I'm caught up to Bree. I'm caught up to you.
Well, I'm not worried about me. I was just more concerned had you caught up to Bree. That was the big
question.
I'm
caught up for a short while with Bree.
You're so fun. Thank you, everyone, again, for being here. So, yeah, we're going to have this conversation around as an ALC member. Remember, the ALC is the Associate Leadership Council. It's like a board of directors in the office. They are in the top 20% in production. They're involved in making decisions that impact the agents. And every single month, they meet with the team leader and the MCA and others. And we've got many of you on here who've been on either side of that equation. Maybe you're a team leader helping lead an ALC meeting like me, or you're an agent who's been on an ALC. And some ALC years are better than others, quite frankly. Sometimes there's immense value in choosing to serve on that ALC. And other times it's like, do I really have to go to this meeting? Like, do I have to do this? Now, one thing I'm passionate about is ALCs. That's why I facilitate the ALC clinic. I'm doing several regions this year, New England, Mid-American, Virginia, North Texas, New Mexico, and Memphis, Southern California, and there might be another one in there. I can't remember. Oh, no, North Central region. So I'm doing those ALC clinics this year. I get very excited about meeting with ALCs and hanging out with them and helping your team leaders. But I just know that some of you are like, nah, I'm out. So I want to know, how do we make sure that the team leader is providing immense value to you as an ALC member? Because in Shift, it talks about what goes on in a shifting market, and it says that, you know what, as leaders, and by the way, this is a good conversation for a rainmaker to think about too, that as leaders, we have to share what we're going through and then also ask what they're going through, and that we've got to give them education, that we've got that people rarely will make a leap in a shift on their own. They need to be led through change. But if you do these things, your people will see the strength of your commitment and rally behind you. That shift, page 43. That's what we need our team leaders to do right now. And so today at noon Eastern, I'm hosting a special call for team leaders and MCAs about how to lead your ALC through a shift. So if you're a team leader and want that info, just message me, send me a DM through Facebook or something, and I'll send you the link. It's not for ALC members, it's for the leadership. But I want to tell the leadership what you expect from them. So share with me, Dean Moss. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks again for the opportunity, James. Appreciate that. I've been in the ALC for a long, long time. I think the second year I was with KW. And the one thing that I crave more than anything else is to become a better leader for the market center and for the team I lead. The biggest thing that a team leader and my team leader team Deets has given me over the years is the emblemizing leadership, how to be a better leader, how to be a better listener, how to learn your business so you can show others how it's done. I'm looking for a leadership partner in that
All right,
regard.
so
Thanks. Let me
you
share.
want them to teach you, Dean. This is what I'm hearing. How to run a business, is that correct?
That's a good part of it, and how to I guess be iconic, for lack of a better term, to others around you so they could learn how to run a business from your example.
So the team leader's got to be running an effective business inside of the market center.
Indeed.
Yeah, and they've got to be showing you. By the way, I think a person who's running an effective business is transparent about when they are struggling too. And team leaders, sometimes they don't want to come in and tell you, hey, the market center had a rough month. Here's where we were. Our profit might be down. Recruiting might be down. This is where we are right now. Sometimes a team leader doesn't want to do that. I actually think you gain credibility with your ALC when you come in and say, we had a rough month too. So do that. Dean, thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank
it.
you.
Marilyn Burke,
Good
good morning.
morning. You know what? It's me and Dean are thinking alike. I would show them how to lead. We used to read from Maxwell's book, and so you teach leaders how to be leaders. And we did exercise, like group exercises to get to know each other, fun things. But it was always a value. We had extra things that were brought in to like special speakers about building wealth. You have to show them appreciation. But I think most important, James, is what you said. You have to talk real. I was just talking to Lee and Paul about it. We need to circle the wagons when the market gets tough. We need to talk about what's happening. No fluff. Let's get to the bottom line. Let's look at market share. Let's look at the trend line, the migration of agents leaving in the market centers and fix it. Let's fix. Like, let's you got to challenge them. They have to be challenged or it becomes a boring meeting. And keep it short, be on time, hold them accountable to it. That's what I think.
An ALC meeting should start on time. It can last no longer than 90 minutes. You can have one 30-minute extension, but you should really be able to do an effective ALC meeting in an hour. You can block it for 90 minutes, but you really only need an hour. Give your ALC members something a little extra, whether that's a book or maybe a speaker you bring in from time to time, and then be honest and transparent about your business and theirs. Marilyn, thank you. Pam, you're next. Good
Good
morning.
morning. Hi. Yes, I've also been on ALC for many years, and I'm assistant team leader. So, what I find of value from my team leader is, and I wish more agents in the office would do this, is he needs to be approachable, which he is. And I need to know from him that he has my best interests and knows what my goals are so he can help me attain that. And what those goals are, whether they be, because everybody's are different, hit my goals. What are my goals? If I want to grow a team, if I want to become an investor in a market center, if I want an expansion team. But what I find the biggest struggle is right now is the agents don't know that they have all this at their fingertips and they have everything here, and they need to make that first step. And I think I've been successful for myself because I will ask, do you have X amount of time for me? Can I get on your calendar? Can you share with me how to do this? So I know Tom is on this call. Thomas is on in my market center. He's been very good at doing that, and I can't wait to see him on the ALC soon. But we have to teach the agents that they need to take advantage of the ALC too. And what are we here for? And your team leader is your team leader, not my team leader. He's our team leader. So it's he can't help everybody in the same way. Share with him what your goals are. Get on his calendar. He will welcome you.
Yes. Pam, you've been a longtime ALC member. I've been in ALC clinics with you. You nailed something right in the middle that I'm going to teach the team leaders today. Most of them know it and are doing this, but some don't. And that is that they should know the goals of every member of the ALC. Again, they can't possibly know the goals of every agent in the market center. My last day as a team leader in Northwest Tampa, we had 301 agents. It wouldn't be possible for me to be on top of the goals and the status of the production of all 301 agents. But I had six agents on my associate leadership council, and I better know their goals without having to look. And I better know where they are in relationship to those goals or have a very easy way to go see and then counsel and find out what's the struggle and what's working and help each other. And team leaders, if you can figure that part out, if you can help make sure that the ALC reaches their goal, the rest of the market center will work itself out. It will work itself out. In fact, then, Pam, here's what will happen. You'll have other top agents going, please, can I be on next year? Because every single agent on the ALC hit their goal. I didn't hit my goal. Can I please be on next year? Like, that's where we want to be instead of we're walking down the hallway begging people to be on. Pam, great. Thank you. Great share. Shannon Dixon, good morning.
Good morning. I've been on the ALC, gosh, I don't know, 8 years, 9 years, something like that. And all of this that everybody has shared would be amazing. Yes, with the goals. But also, I think to just really dive deep with me and make sure I'm truly running my business like a business, be willing to take a look at my profit and loss and make sure, I'm running things the way I should. Make sure, help me make sure I'm keeping my business in check with expenses. Teach me to be a better leader so that I can extend that to the younger agents or the newer agents in our brokerage. And yes, please let's invite some new people to be on the ALC because it can be challenging getting people to do that.
It's only challenging if there isn't a lot of value. If we can create a space of a lot of value, then we'll have people get on. We've got to increase the value. And Shannon just told you, team leaders, how you could do it. Brianne, good morning. I forgot to mention I'm doing South Florida's ALC clinic too. So if you're going to be on that, I'll see you there. But Brianne, what's on your mind?
So I've been on the ALC on and off for many years, and I feel like there's a question I have and a divide of, are we there to be the board for the office, or are we there to get coaching? Because when I first started, and my dad was a leader for many years, it was a true board meeting type, and now it's merged into coaching for everyone. And I felt like I was sitting there listening to everyone else's coaching, and I'm saying, why am I sitting here? Because I really was focused on my time. High D personality, so I want to know, why am I here? What am I getting out of this? So I think if we're trying to attract people, we need to make sure it's purposeful and know the personalities of who is on the ALC so that you're not wasting people's time talking about things that. And really being clear about what's the mission of being on the ALC. And I think that gets lost halfway through the year.
All right, so team leaders, we got to tell them, know what the purpose is, know what the mission is. Brianne, I think it's a combination of both, by the way. I think that they have a responsibility to make sure you're hitting your goals and you're masterminding around how to do that. And we need to be talking about what's going on in the market center and how we as a group can make it even better and more efficient. So I think you're right. It's a combination of both of those things, and how we do it really matters, right?
And to know that what we're sitting and discussing about the market center is actually being taken into account, because a lot of times we'll have discussions and then it feels like it falls on deaf ears, and the OP and the team leader make the decision and they just sort of tell us about it, even
Yeah.
though we're supposed to be there
You want to
assisting
be
and guiding
involved?
and giving our input, correct?
Yep, no doubt. Thank you. Appreciate you. Tell your parents I said hello. Sandy, you're next. Good
Will
morning.
do. Hi. I have been on the ALC many times, been at KW since 1995, and I'm on the ALC this year. And what is different about this year that I absolutely love is that our team leader and our OP really ask us at the beginning of the year when we had a retreat what they could do to give back to us to help us grow our business and reach our goals. And so they're bringing in a lot of elite type speakers, trainers, just to talk to us. We've had at least three or four sessions like that, which has been really wonderful. We're reading a book called Traction by Gino Wickman, and it's helping us understand how to run a business even better. So I think just giving us back something of value, when they do that, I know some people have said you feel like you're just being asked to do things, do things, do things, and not getting anything in return. And so when those kind of things happen, it makes me want to give back to the market center because I feel like I'm getting something of value in return. So I think that's important.
I think it's about ALC should be about the agent first, the market center second, and adding value to the people sitting there in front of you, giving you that time. And by the way, if they do that, then when Red Day rolls around and they want your help and support, you're more than happy to give it. Sandy, thank you. Great share. Diane, good morning. We're talking about this morning, and thank you to those of you sticking around. I know it's a little bit of a different call today, but this is a great leadership discussion. Is, you know, if you're on an associate leadership council in your office, what do you expect to get from it? Diane, good morning.
Good morning. I've been on the ALC off and on for years also, and I'm on it this year. And we had a change in team leader recently, which is always challenging. But I agree about knowing the goals. And really, when it's a new team leader, their first mission should be to get to know their ALC and know what the goals are, not all the other stuff they get pulled to. But the other thing I want to mention is post-COVID, it's very, I've been doing this a while, and the relationships among agents are missing in the office. So I think it's important for the team leader to foster, really fellowship. And they always, Mo would say, the ALC should love each other. I mean, that may sound, I don't know, but I think they need to help build and facilitate close relationships among the ALC, and that can filter down to the rest of the office.
You should be in relationship with one another 100%. By the way, I'm doing Maryland, DC's ALC clinic too. I forgot to mention it, but the that they should be in relationship. We should care about each other. We should want to support each other. And team leaders need to be in relationship with the ALC too. Absolutely. We're talking about this because later today, noon Eastern, I'm going to lead a Zoom for team leaders about how to lead your ALC during a shift. And I want to be able to share your feedback with them before we meet at noon Eastern. If you want your team leader to be a part of it, they can reach out to me. I'm not sending the link out to the agents, right? This is not for you. This is for them. So team leaders can directly reach out to me and I'll send the link. It is not going to be recorded. They got to be on it live if they want to be part of it. It's just going to be an open conversation that we're doing at noon Eastern today. Team leaders, you can reach out or you can have your team leader reach out if they'd like to join. Nick, good morning in Miami.
Good morning. Mine is plain and simple. I think a huge value add from team leaders to their ALC is one-on-one coaching. Although we do get a lot of coaching in the actual group meetings, but one-on-one coaching with each agent on the ALC make a huge difference.
Sit down for a little accountability conversation with your ALC members. See where they are, see where they want to be, and see how you can help fill the gap. That's good stuff, Nick. Hope to see you at South Florida's this year. Latoya, you get the last word on this. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. So what everybody said, all of that, and also I would like for them to provide growth opportunities for us. Encourage us to lead, training classes, masterminds, and also invite us to leadership events like regional and national events when possible, and provide some type of recruit initiatives for us.
Have some way to add some value. That's what I heard. All right, I'm going to share this call with the team leaders today when they get on. So thank you for helping me figure out what we should talk about. I'll share it with them. If your team leader, you want your team leader to be on, you can have them reach out to me directly and I'll send them the link. It's at noon Eastern, not recorded, but just something I wanted to do to help them out. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you all so much. I'm so thankful for this community. If you want to get connected to more stuff we're doing, you can go to jamesdshaw.com. There you can see our previous Wednesday webinars that we've done. You can also get information about our membership community called the Inspire Collective and more. Thanks for being here. We'll see you around. Have a great weekend. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration.